What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Seems like Philly is not going to be playing many starters this week. Helping us make sense of it all is our friend Dave Zangaro, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Davey Z, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, man? How are you guys?
Doing good, Dave.
We're good, man. I can't say it seems surprising, but what is the latest with who Philly's going to play this week?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of trending this way. If you heard Nick Sirianni on Monday, he made it seem like they were going to prioritize rest, which has kind of been their MO during his time as head coach. So, look, I think it makes sense that they're going to do this knowing them, but it's a bit of a gamble because they go into this weekend with a chance to get that 2 seed, which is pretty valuable. They need to win and they need the Bears to lose to get that 2 seed. So it's very much within the realm of possibility. So, I think it's, you know, it's kind of par for the course for a team under Nick Sirianni, but there's some risk involved, right? I mean, the disaster scenario here is that they rest their starters, they lose to the Commanders, and then you watch the Lions beat the Bears, and they lose out on a really good opportunity to move up in seeding. But they won't admit this publicly, but my sense is that they think they have a legitimate shot to beat the Commanders with their backup.
I mean, the reality is it's kind of Philly's backups versus Washington's backups, too. Like, the amount of injuries Washington – I mean, I'm not even trying to do a bit. I think you're right. I wonder what, if any, like, the Vegas line changes because
– or would they even have a line?
Washington's going to be starting a third-string quarterback most likely. You know, outside of maybe some skill position guys, Washington's not going to have a ton of what you would consider their starters either. Yeah, it looks like – so that line dropped from 7 down to 3-4, but Philly's still favored.
Yeah. Let me ask you this question, though, Dave. The offense has not been clicking like they normally do. Do they have any concern about that not getting back to where it was? Because if the offense doesn't get better, with the defense being as good as they are, they are not the same team as they were in the playoffs last year.
No, yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. I think there's a legitimate fear that this offense is just never going to live up to its potential this year, and you're going to waste what is an elite defense. I think that's a legitimate fear, but from their perspective, what gets them the best offense in the playoffs is not showing out against, let's be honest, not a very good Commanders defense, or potentially resting these guys, trying to get the offensive line a little healthier for the playoffs. I think that to them is more valuable than trying to put together a full 60 minutes because they did some good things actually against the Bills in the first half, and then the second half was kind of a disaster from an offensive standpoint. But if they're trying to be encouraged about that performance, the first half actually was pretty good. They were able to move the football. They were able to mix and match their run game and pass game pretty well. And then I think in the second half of that game, they got away from a lot of the things that worked in the first half. They became predictable. I think they kind of turtled a little bit with a 13-point lead. And to me, that's more approach than it is execution or talent. It was just, to me, a too conservative approach in the second half of that game.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to ask this as kind of a two-parter, right? How good is Philly's defense right now? Because they look excellent.
Yeah, they're fantastic. And they're peaking at the right time, which is pretty impressive. You think back to last year, they did it with a bunch of different players. You know, they peaked at the right time. They were excellent in the playoffs. And then they lost Josh Sweat and Nolan Williams and Darius Slay and C.J. Gardner-Johnson. And there were some serious questions going into this year about how they were going to replace all those really good players that they lost in free agency or that they cut ties with. And it took a little bit of time. You know, they had some young players and they had to mix and match a little bit. But here we are on the doorstep of the playoffs, and they look like an elite defense. They just played the best run game in the NFL, the reigning MVP, and they pretty much held them in check for all that game. So I think the big difference in this defense from this year to last year is that this year right now, going into the playoffs, their defensive line looks awesome. And, you know, it's kind of revisionist history when we look at that 2014 because they were so good up front in the Super Bowl, but that really wasn't their strength for most of that season. It was their secondary. It was their ability to cover. But this year, to me, it's even a more balanced defense, which is pretty scary.
So the flip side of that, we're talking with our friend Dave Zangaro here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Dave at DZangaro, NBCS, ZANGARO. Check out the Eagle Eye podcast with Dave and our friend Ruben Frank. Kind enough to join us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC equipment in the DMV. That Eagles defense, and I said this weeks back, maybe it was even in that Chargers game where Hurts, they ended up losing that game and Hurts turned it over five times, but that defense kept them in it, and I think that defense can keep them in it against anybody. But maybe I shouldn't say bad, but how challenged is the Eagles offense?
It's a problem right now, and you know, it makes their margin for error so razor thin that, you know, it's a lot of pressure for the defense to live up to. They have to be almost perfect to win these games. And look, they've been excellent since the bye week. They've given up an average of 14.5 points per game. I mean, they're playing lights out right now. But the offense isn't living up to its side of the deal. And I give the locker room credit because sometimes when you have a dynamic like that, it can create some internal strife where, you know, one side of the football is looking at the other like, hey, come on, guys, like, live up to your end of the deal. That has not happened yet. The offense has to be better. There's no reason why it shouldn't be better. This is the highest payroll offensively in the NFL. This is an offense with a ton of talent that he just has underperformed pretty much all year. And there have been glimpses of a good offense in there at times, but they really haven't put together a full 60 minutes almost at all this entire season. So, you know, I don't think there's some magic switch to flip as you go into the playoffs, but I think the hope is that talent wins out, as it sometimes does in the NFL.
The talent is certainly there with Philly. So assuming it's not Hurts, is that Tanner McKee? I know there's all sorts of excitement about Tanner McKee.
Yeah, it'll be Tanner McKee on Sunday, and he's someone who, you know, we haven't seen him play a ton, but every time he's been in there, he's looked really good. The offense looks different with him. He's a different style quarterback than Jalen Hurts. So I actually think I'm curious. We have a Nick Sirianni press conference coming up in under an hour, and I still kind of think he's going to not try to reveal this publicly, even though everyone already knows what's going to happen. But, Tanner McKee was a sixth-round pick a few years ago. He's someone who internally they've really liked since they've had him in the building. He's been impressive during training camps and then during the preseason, and then whenever he gets his opportunities during the season, he's looked really, really good. So I think everyone in this city is kind of fascinated to see what he looks like, because he's the kind of player who I could envision at some point with a different team getting a chance to compete for a starting job. And I think if he has a nice showing on Sunday, it'll only kind of further that lore of Tanner McKee.
Well, this defense is a good opportunity for a guy to have a nice showing. I just got this tweet from Hail Captain Will. He said, we need a Sam Howell versus Sam Hartman matchup. I do not think we'll see Sam Hartman. What about what are the chances Philly puts Howell on the field?
Yeah, it's not crazy. I mean, you know, if this is getting ahead of ourselves here, but if they build up a big lead, or if, you know, say the Bears are running away with it against Detroit, and maybe at that point you try to protect your backup quarterback. I don't think that's crazy. The backup quarterback is an important position. You don't want to give him a chance to get hurt. So maybe there's a chance Sam Howell at some point plays in this game. Probably unlikely, but yeah, it's funny. We didn't really get to see Sam Howell at all. You know, he came here after training camp, and he, from what I've heard, he's fit in really well in the locker room and in the quarterback room. But yeah, I don't think I've seen him throw a pass. You know, it's been him as the emergency quarterback, except for, you know, one or two games all year. So that would be fun, right? Yeah. Sam Howell against the Commanders on Sunday, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not surprised he fits in. He's a great dude.
My question would be, if they're going to get on a run, their running game is going to have to be more consistent. Do you see that happening?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's funny. It's kind of been the talking point here all season. It's like, you know, are they going to figure this out? And then you have the offensive line every week going, yeah, we're close. We're one block away from figuring this out. And, you know, you're one block away for 17 weeks. That's not really how this works. At a certain point, you just are what you are. I think that's maybe part of the reason they're opting for rest this week. That offensive line has been banged up all year, and I don't think it's going to magically fix itself with 1 week of rest, but it certainly can't hurt. And then, you know, obviously once you rest the offensive line, you're not going to play the quarterback. So, yeah, I don't know. We've seen glimpses of this run game start to look alive. I do not think it's Saquon Barkley. I had not thought it's been Saquon all year. I don't think he's the reason they haven't gotten it together. I think it's up front. I think the offensive line just has not played up to the level we're used to seeing them play, and then I don't think play calling has helped them either. But they still have Saquon. He's still really good. So if they're able to figure it out up front, I think there is still a chance maybe they're not elite in their running attack like they were last year, but they can at least be a good rushing team, and that's what they want. I mean, that is what they want to be from an identity standpoint. They want to play good defense, they want to run the football, and they want to pass when they need to, and they just haven't been able to lean on that run game all year.
Lane Johnson did not come back against the Bills, right? I know there was some talk of that.
Yeah, he didn't, and obviously he's not going to play this week, but
sure.
My understanding is he's still on track to play in the playoffs, and he's the kind of guy where I don't think you need to rush him out there to get some rest. He's 13 years into this, so everyone will find out how healthy he is when that wild card game starts up.
Yeah, exactly. And then my last question, I guess, with Philly most likely either facing the Rams or the Packers, those are both two really good teams, and so why not rest these guys? Is that kind of where you think Sirianni's at?
Yeah, a little bit. There's a weird rest advantage because the Rams are going to have the ability to potentially rest if they know there's nothing at stake. So that's, you know, it's impossible to line up all these games, but that's a little unfair, right? If they end up being that wild card opponent, they get the rest. So that could potentially play a role here. I do think there's a big difference, though. If you're Philly and you're the two seed, you get to play the Packers, who kind of look lost right now. Whereas if you're the three, it's either the Rams or the 49ers. So I think that's a really big difference. And to me, that's one of the reasons why I think it was a debate this week here about playing or resting, because it's a big difference if you're that two seed. Not only the potential extra home game in the playoffs, but also the opponent in that first round.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.